This is 91.5 FM and you are listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What's going on, everybody?
Welcome back, everybody. We've got a special show coming to you today. We got some special guests in the studio today, tonight.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up?
What's up, everybody at home? Hey, everybody.
Hey, hey, we're in the car.
What's up?
We're at work.
Yeah, so today we are switching it up a little bit from our usual format. We've got some of our good friends here in the studio.
Facts.
And we're just going to do a little more of a talking type of vibe.
Our first ever talk show. We're excited about it.
So thanks for having us, fellas, before anything else. Just got to say,
of course.
It's just an honor to be I was blushing when I got
the very first.
So how's it been? What are your first reactions? You know, coming up here, Jerry's second time, Ray, your first time. What are you guys thinking? How are you feeling?
Dude, it's pretty sick just, like, seeing all the records and stuff. Yeah, definitely, like, a different kind of vibe to it than other Tufts buildings.
Facts.
Well, Extremely different, yeah. Yeah.
I will say, too, we were kind of getting to this in the hallway. Bro, just, like, timelessness of it is crazy. Like, I feel like nothing's really, like, preserved that well on Tufts campus because they just get rid of it. Where they like just renovate it, and this is like perfectly maintained, which is elite of them. But they just didn't really touch it.
Yeah, like occasionally, and there's things that come up, but yeah.
Dude, one of my friends, like, so who nice. Goes to Bowdoin, he also has a radio show, and they have like a similar space that's like
so
you know
sick.
Preserved, like cool kind of vibe. But apparently, they just like tore down the building, so the studio is
bro,
a major
classic,
casualty.
Bro. All they do is tear shit down. Like, imagine if they renovated this to look like the Cum Center building. Like, just like that would be trash.
The polar opposite of the Cum Center, bro.
There's no like soul in that architecture whatsoever, bro.
Yeah, it's definitely got some more of a technical vibe.
Facts.
So, I mean, to start off, all you guys introduce yourselves. Who are you? What do you do? What are your things?
Me first.
What makes you tick?
Ray. What makes me tick? I don't know. I like vibing, having a good time. Love my friends.
Facts.
Love being surrounded by good vibes and good people.
That's a good king right there.
I'm just a king. I try to make sure that everybody around me is a king. Because when you boss up, all your boys boss up with you.
Yep.
What you got, co-guest? How are you going to follow that one up, buddy?
I know, I'm at a loss for words.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm Jared. It's hard to find the words that can match the
the brilliant stuff.
Ray, but yeah, I'm just also just chilling. Yeah.
Yep. That's good. That's good.
Facts. I'm trying to think if we have any messages to the world.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, we've got a whole hour to for the message.
No,
to come
I mean,
out,
like,
so.
Me and Jared just have, like, a, you know, like
shout out mom, dad.
Yeah, like a one liner, like, stay positive type of vibe. I'm going to leave my listeners. Actually, I'll do it at the end. I'll leave my my listeners with something to hold on to.
The terrible tunes, faithful.
Facts.
You're religious listeners. We know you're there. We appreciate you.
Facts. We do appreciate you guys coming back every week to hear us.
You are seen.
That's just true. You're so seen.
You are seen. You are important.
This is safe space.
So, yeah, that intro song was I Can't Wait to Get There by The Weeknd. From his new album, which initially I did not listen to at all. I was kind of not interested. Like, I don't know. For some reason, I just haven't really been feeling The Weeknd lately. And then the album cover was, like, just not doing it for me. So I just decided not to dive in. But then this song came on while I was listening to a radio. And I was like, oh, this is kind of good.
Did you listen to the whole album?
I think I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to listen to it now.
I got you.
But, yeah, I think we're just going to... We had everyone like pick out a song to play. We got some questions. Like, do you think we should just like, hear some questions or like?
Yeah, sounds good.
I mean, I think you have them.
Let's just start. I mean, since we're on the radio and it's like music stuff, what would you guys say is like, what type of music are you really listening to right now? What have you been into? What's your like relationship to music in this current moment?
I haven't been really listening to like that much music lately. But I've been listening to, like, some, let's see, just sort of, like, indie pop, R&B, and also, like, a little bit of, like, electronic, yeah, Aphex Twin, so, yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. What about you, Ray?
What about you, Ray? Yeah.
I've been on kind of a weird vibe, like, I feel like I flip-flopped, like, definitely at the beginning of the month, I was like hella Faye Webster. Like, I was just running. Like, every song that was being played was Faye Webster. And I was definitely like on a slow, like kind of nostalgic wave. But then, do you guys know Jay Critch?
I do know Jay
Critch.
He's
like a New York, like not drill rapper. He's pretty good. He's like drill adjacent. And then, like, a Jay Critch song came on like last week on radio. And then I was like, fuck, like, this is just my vibe now. Like, so past week, it's just been kind of like,
damn, that's a pretty
it's
big,
a big
switch.
Oh my god,
that's a very much just, of a contrast.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think I'm just listening to like flex rap right now. And I also was going through when I was driving up to Tufts, I was kind of just like, I know he's kind of taboo right now, but I was listening to like old Kanye, and I was kind of just taken aback by just how many bangers he had in the past. Kind of a shame that he sucks, but
yeah, what do you guys think about the Kanye stuff going on now?
Yeah,
so
I mean,
dumb.
It's just kind of, yeah.
I mean, there's, yeah, it's just pretty heinous.
It's bro.
There's not much more to it. Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know how he's not, like, an ostracized member of society yet. Like, he was literally like, I'm a Nazi. I hate Jewish people.
He's pretty ostracized now.
You think?
Like, a lot of Kanye supporters aren't really, like, backing him up anymore.
But he's still getting the listens. Look him up on Spotify. He's, like, number, like, 15 in the world, you know?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll flip this on you. Do you guys separate like art and the artist type of vibe in general when you listen to music?
Yeah, I would say I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say I do until it just becomes so egregious that it just cannot be looked past, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just associate it too strongly with him at this point. It's kind of like tainted the music, like,
for sure. But even the Kanye stuff aside, do you guys like listen to music? And like, if you're listening to Frank Ocean, like, do you think of Frank Ocean as a person living these experiences, or is music is just kind of something that you can interact with on its own?
Oh, that's interesting.
I think that for this is kind of what we're talking about in our hip hop class a bit, but from what I've been thinking about, I think that a lot of my listening in the past has been pretty not tuned in to what there is actually being said, you know, and just kind of listening more for the aesthetic of the song and for the beat and ignoring to some extent the message or the words or not even picking up on it. And something I kind of want to start doing moving forward, like to get to like, do you separate from the artist from the music and stuff, is like try to actually listen and like get to know the artist and get to know what they're saying and like find artists that I actually like their message and their music at the same time and just like be true to those artists. I feel like we could use more of that, you know.
So being more invested in like
the artist. Being more like aware of what the artist's like whole thing is like saying and going for, and finding artists that I relate to or enjoy and like connect with. Definitely take more time, but yeah.
What happens if
that's kind of like, what that question makes me think of.
What happens if like the message of the song is kind of, it's like just vastly different than like the message that they're projecting, like on like Twitter, for example, or like
like if on if the song is like love everybody, and like, in real life they're just like fuck everybody.
Well, like, that's kind of like telling itself, you know, if they're posting that type of stuff.
I mean, it sucks to find out like that an artist or an actor you like is just like the worst. Like it sucks. It kind of has to do with like idolizing people. Like you really don't like know anybody, you know. Like you can't like idolize anybody because at the end of the day,
don't know them.
You really.
What are you idealizing? The fact that they have a lot of money and they're famous, or like
no, even people you think have like a cool vibe. Like I was obsessed with my friend's brother, bro, because he was just like an alpha Chad for like a long time, and then I like met him in real life.
YouTube talk pulling up.
And he was just a normal dude. It's kind of weird. Idolization.
Yeah. I feel like I appreciate when the artist, like, has interesting, like, art and just overall message, like, outside of the music. And I think it honestly does, like, impact how I perceive the music. Like, for example, like, what I was just saying, like,
that's good.
The Weeknd, like, album cover, like, I just thought it looked like kind of corny. So then
I was about to say The Weeknd. Like, I think corny when I think The Weeknd.
Yeah. So then I was just not like, didn't really want to listen like to the album, you know?
True.
And I feel like just their overall like aesthetic and like image that they're projecting kind of does influence how I like perceive the music.
For sure.
Which, I don't know. I feel like some people would say that you should just kind of like just only listen to the music, but I kind of like being into like a whole artist's like overall vibe.
Yeah,
definitely.
It must be exhausting for them though. Like imagine being in the spot. Same thing for like athletes, I guess. Like you're always on, and if you're not, like
you always have to be promoting this like image of yourself.
Yeah,
that's why you should just be yourself.
Facts. That way it's not hard.
You just promote yourself.
It's easy that way.
That's the cheat code, everyone.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Be yourself. Kings out there. And queens.
To all of our terrible toonies out there.
Yeah, I feel like being yourself's like lit, and it took me a while to like intuitively understand like the be yourself. But it's just like you just gotta be yourself, you know. That sounded so stupid, but I like read a book about, it's like a memoir, and the dude just was not being himself. He was just like kept on trying to be other people and like follow other people's waves.
And it was, and what happened to him?
I mean, like, he ended up finding his way eventually, but it was kind of just like evident throughout his whole life. He's a really good author, and like it just like he was trying to be other people, and it was just seemed like exhausting. And after that, my mind low key was like, okay, I get it now. Like,
was that like one of his like core like messages in his memoir, like to be yourself?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But he didn't say it explicitly. Like, I had to find it, which I found very fulfilling.
That's cool.
What book was it?
It's called This Boy's Life by this dude named Tobias Wolff, and I first found him when I read a short story he wrote about like a bank robbery, and it's from this dude's perspective, and the dude gets shot.
Did you read that in your English
class? I did.
I read that one too.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Bullet in the Brain.
That's the class you recommended to me.
Ted. Bullet in the Brain.
Which class is this?
It was just a fiction workshop, a fiction writing workshop, short fiction. That kind of honestly leads us into what I was going to ask y'all next is, what was the worst and best class you've taken here?
Jared.
You know, we've gotten a lot of experiences as we're seniors now, and so we've seen it all. We have some I feel like we have some good question. Advice and
that's
like
true. We're experienced at this point.
Yeah, we're pretty vets. Wise when it comes to Tufts. And we have a good diverse range of like interests in here too. So we've been taking different
that's
classes
true,
and
it's very facts.
It's interesting to hear what people's
STEM represents.
Very different sides of the spectrum.
Do either of you have anything that's jumping out?
Yeah, I think my favorite class is Philosophy 1. Kobe, who was the professor?
Ben Roth.
Freshman year.
Yeah.
Dude,
Jared, was a really good class. Yeah.
What was that class about?
So it was like for like the English credit, but it was an introduction to philosophy. And we just covered a bunch of like kind of like different topics. Yeah. It was really good. It kind of, you're just exposed to like a different way of thinking that I feel like it's not really like taught in high school and whatnot. So it was cool.
It was like
Jared
kind of eye-opening.
I took the same class with the same professor.
Yep. It was really good.
That's hype.
Really good.
And philosophy can be hit or miss, so it's good that you hit.
He kept it accessible. I feel like it gets very, like, you know, academic sometimes.
Well, Jared and I had the same philosophy teacher last semester, but in different classes, and dude was like doing a little too much. It was a little hard to understand.
Doing too much.
It was pretty hard to understand. What was your least favorite?
Oh, no, that's a tough one. Dude, I think, so when I was a freshman, I was in Bio 14 with Jennifer Carr, and she was a pretty controversial, I'll just say I feel like pretty disliked professor as a whole.
Dang.
So I feel like that's like a notable
on air.
One, you know. Well,
shots.
It wasn't me, you know.
Jennifer Carr.
There were many of us, I will say. But then also, like, I think in terms of, like, workload, probably like 40. I mean, I think that's like a pretty notorious class. It was a good class nonetheless.
Yeah, definitely a good class. No, it's funny. We've got a range of classes, but then Jared and I have a large amount of overlap.
Yeah, you guys took like all
the same schedule
you kind of converged
probably like,
on, like
five
the
out of
path.
The eight semesters.
How many classes have you taken together? Do you know?
A lot. I mean, probably half of them.
Wow. Dang. Oh my God. That's
crazy.
We're
in three classes together this semester.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's cool. It's a good way to see the boys.
Yeah. Classmates right here. Facts. Shout out to classmates.
Go classmates.
Shout out classmates.
Classmates are cool, bro.
If you're listening, we love you.
Classmates are a funny phenomenon.
Terrible Tunes. Classmates of Terrible Tunes speakers. Shout out to you, the listeners.
There's a lot of them.
All of our classmates who are tuned in right now.
Our peers. Bro, high school classmates were lit. I loved like having a high school classmate squad, but like we were not like boys outside of the class. But inside the class, it was like I had great friends in this one Spanish class, but then it was just like my class friends who were all just like a collection of randoms, and I didn't even talk to like my good friends because it was like, this is my squad in this class. It's synced. Yeah.
Facts.
What else?
No, class friends are like
class.
That. It's a nice level of relationship, you know? It's like,
for sure.
It's an acquaintance that you see frequently. Yeah, so I guess do one of you guys want to share like
should I do a class
song
too?
That you guys brought on or Steve,
yeah Ray
you got one that you want to play
Ray you're up for your song
you're
Ray.
Up
for my song
Ray Feinlieb.
All right, what five are we trying to curate here? All right, I got a good one. Let's do
whatever you
I'm
want,
not gonna spoil
kind of
it. Should I describe it? Should
just
I, like,
let me know and then maybe you can say a little something about why you're picking it and then
here I'm gonna. Should I say it out loud? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's Between the Bars, Biba Doobie. So it's a Biba Doobie cover of an Elliott Smith song.
Why'd you pick it?
I feel like when I first got into this song, I was kind of in like a snuggle up in the bed and look out the window, a little melancholic type of vibe. Because it was definitely on like a little heartbreak type of timing for me. And now that it's like really wintry and cold out again, and like I'm not necessarily in that state of mind anymore, but it's really cool that I can kind of just like travel back based on the weather and based on the vibe I'm trying to curate. So I think it's a great song. Biba Doobie's like my favorite artist ever, and Between
really?
The Bars, yeah she's like
I didn't realize
my top
your
three
top artist.
Yeah, she was my number one on Spotify Wrapped last year, and she's just the vibe. Love Biba Doobie, and I really like Elliott Smith. But sometimes I have trouble listening to him, so this is a good, like, medium. All right, that's my piece.
All right, here we go.
This is Biba Doobie, and this is my cover of Between the Bars by Elliott Smith. Drink up, baby, stay up sure you'll be that you'll never see the promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now, forget all about the pressure of days. Do what I say, and I'll make you okay. And drive them away, the images stuck in your head. Separate from the rest, where I like you the best. Keep the things you forgot.
Hovers around the same amount. All right.
I want to apologize to all the listeners out there who heard my dirty mouth. It's been washed out with soap since.
Yeah, you know.
It's all good. Discipline. It happens. Yeah.
I got disciplined big time.
Ray was spanked during that song.
Yeah, while I was scrubbing the soap.
That was nice. You were saying how it's a good looking out the window song, and when you said that, I looked out the window, and it really,
yeah,
it made sense.
It just hits. There's a lot of songs that it's like, this is a blank, blank, blank song, and it just like is actually a blank, blank, blank song.
Never like, really listened to Biba Doobie much.
She's good. She's good, bro. Like she's
that's something good. I want to do more of is start listening to like my friends' top artists that I don't overlap with.
Yeah.
To help me understand my friends more. I don't know. Do you guys feel like with like understanding your friends' music, you unlock a new zone of them in a way?
For sure. I also think we all kind of listen to the same music a little bit, so it's cool to see where.
I mean, there's definitely overlap, but there's definitely places where we don't overlap.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And also,
everyone's got their own stuff. Like,
it's true. The jams we've been doing at the gym have been really cool because it's like you know, you put me on, I put you on.
That's true. The jams have been.
The jams have been hitting.
What kind of music do y'all put on?
We had one nostalgic day where it was just kind of like not a crazy vibe. Steven and I had, we started with the Drake and Party Next Door album because I made him do it, even though he didn't want to do it. And then
I've been listening to that
recently. It's pretty good. And then Sven put on a D1 song, and I thought it was like part of the album, and I was actually bopping to it. And then I checked my phone, and I was like, oops.
When Drake is actually good, it's just your D1.
It's just D1 the whole time.
Yeah, and then we listened to a lot of J. Cole.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, I had never heard, and it was really good.
Apparently, it's really?
The song, apparently. Yeah. I hadn't heard it.
I hadn't heard
so
Sideline.
Good.
Or what,
yeah. Sideline Story? Yeah, it was like, it came up on
the radio. Is that also J. Cole?
Sideline Story,
I know, it's cool. Like, I don't know that. That's like an artist like I feel like I know really well, and then we're both finding new picks out of it, so.
I was vibing with Apparently, bro. And it's
everyone
also cool.
Just listens to their own stuff. Like, at the end of the day, our like songs are majority different, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
I think there's like, honestly, overthought how similar our music is. I think there's more difference than we realize.
I feel like we kind of like exist in the same areas, but then within that, like the individual artists, there's definitely a lot of range, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Well, it's also like someone will put on, like, I think it's Max often will put like a playlist on the TV, and it's just like I have half of these songs saved. And I'm like, bro, are you like looking through my Spotify? Like, sometimes I get like, bro's definitely checking it out, because there's no way, even though we don't follow each other on Spotify, so it's just a coincidence.
Honestly, the way when Max puts on his playlist and like it's like every single song that's in my like radio, like it makes me sometimes I think like Spotify must know who our like friends are or something, and is like pushing us songs that each other are listening to.
I think also artists and like record companies can pay Spotify to promote their work more.
Really?
Yeah. So I think some of what we're being seen isn't authentically like the algorithm as much as it's just like who's promoting themselves. I think it has to do with algorithms too.
I think rap does that a little bit.
Yeah, rap does.
Drake was not in my number three logistically, but he was there on the screen a few years in a row. Whereas like you listen to Drake and he was your number three, and I was like, bro, no, I did not. I listened to like five Drake songs.
Yeah, it definitely happens in rap.
Spotify, it's interesting how much influence Spotify has over just like the general landscape in music, you know? Like just their algorithm like has such a like massive influence.
For sure. It's also weird. Oh, sorry, you got it.
You go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say it's like, oh, if you listen to like this news channel versus this news channel, like your mind is shaped in a different way. But like, does that apply to music? Do you guys think like the type of music you listen to, does that make you a chill person, a blah 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 person, or does it not really have a lot of influence at all?
I think it definitely has influence.
Yeah, I can see it having influence, but at the same time, I see like people who sort of like project one sort of image listening to music that projects a completely different image, you know?
Mm.
So I feel like sometimes there just really isn't a correlation, or maybe it depends on like the mood or like the time of day, you know? I feel like sometimes the music and the person don't necessarily match up.
Interesting. Yeah.
I feel like also you have more choice over what music you consume than like what news you consume, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
there's only like three news
outlets. Yeah, news, there's just not that much. Like, there's not that many options. I guess there's like a lot of like, outside of mainstream like news sources, there's a lot of range, I guess, but I don't know.
I think it's also like different things that it brings out of you, like news maybe sway you politically or something. Music can sway you in different ways. It can be just whatever it's talking about, you know. It can be like making you overly sexualized, overly this, that, like based on...
We had been talking about this.
Yeah, like just how that all kind of connects. So what you're listening to, I think, does in some ways, maybe you don't even realize it, but subconsciously start to weave its way into your like thought processes.
For sure. Bro, that's a great point. Like,
yeah,
when I was going through the early stages of my breakup, like I emotionally was not that sad, but I was listening to like so much breakup music that I was getting convinced like these were my thoughts, but like, you know, that's I was not actually that like upset about
it. Was like inceptioning some.
Exactly. It was just putting thoughts in my, and I was, you know, you listen to like a breakup song where it's like, I hate you type of vibe. And it was just like, did I really feel that way? No, but like, I got tricked that way by the music.
In some ways, music changes your reality. If you think about it in terms of in the gym, if you're not listening to music and you're doing a set,
yeah,
it feels harder than when you're listening to music sometimes. For sure. Like,
that's crazy.
It changes your physical reality in some ways.
That's definitely true.
That's
so
deep.
There's definitely, it's getting to you in ways that you don't realize are pretty powerful.
In good ways, though.
In good, yeah, good and bad. Just
bringing out your soul.
It's also so interesting what Jared said to that point, too, because it's like you're in the gym, like one person's listening to a Jay Critch song, and they're like, let's go, like 500 pounds. And another person's like not fazed by it at all. The same
Someone
song.
I was listening to some Faye Webster.
Yeah. Or even this within the same song, like one person could get lit to Faye Webster, another person could be like, this doesn't do anything for me.
I've got a bit of a change of pace question from our list. What is the most embarrassing moment of your life?
Ooh. That's
changing
good.
The world. It's a lot. The world to know.
I could go first if we wanted to. I could just take the pressure off a bit, let you guys think of it, because I've already got one on deck.
Right.
Let me paint the picture.
Please.
Eighth grade.
That's a good age for this.
Sleepaway camp. It's the grade wide barbecue.
Oh, I think I've definitely told this story.
My friend thinks it's a funny idea to pants me.
Yep.
So he sneaks up behind me while I'm standing in front of the entire grade. and accidentally gets my underwear too. And I'm exposed in front of the entire grade and instantly hunch over to try to pull up my pants as fast as possible, but it's too late. The damage has been done. So I'd say that was probably the one for me, at least that I can remember.
Dang.
But it was all good. We laughed it off, you know, those kind of pranks Humble were King. Commonplace back in the day.
Damn, eighth grade's intense for that. You were just becoming a man. Dang. All right, I can follow up. I can share my campfire story.
What you got
about. I think I probably told the boys this already, but I was also eighth. I think it was the end of freshman year of high school, actually, and it was like good vibes, like whole squad's hanging out. We just had a hangout at my friend Jeff's house, and he lives like on a hill. I was gonna walk home, maybe a 15-20 minute walk, and it's just downhill. I'm walking, then I'm like, all right, like. I gotta go to the bathroom badly. I gotta go number two here. I gotta find a potty stat.
Classic embarrassing story.
And I was like, all right, like, do I just, like, run back up to Jeff's? Like, I was kind of in between the 20-minute walk, and I was like, either way, like, I'm equidistant, and this sucks right now. And I was like, all right, like, I really gotta go. Like, I just, like, it was, like, emergency time. And I was like, all right, I think I have to go to a stranger's door and knock on their door right now, because there's, like, no way I can hold this in a second longer. To the listeners out there, I also... I've recently found out I have irritable bowel syndrome, so that may light some context there. But I'm on the street, like about to go up to some random house. I really didn't know what to do. And then I'm like intersecting on the busiest street in town for the most part. Like, let's say I'm vertical, it's horizontal. Like, all the cars are on this street. And then I just uncontrollably poopied in my pants, and I was wearing shorts because it was the summer.
No.
And I was on like the main road, and I was so like, brutal. Bro, like, this is bad. And I'm like sitting there freshman year of high school. It was so bad, and I was like freaking out,
14.
Like sitting down on the sidewalk, like I got unpleasant things running down my legs, and I like called my dad. Maybe this was the more embarrassing part, the phone call with my dad, where I was like, I need you to pick me up. Yeah, it was like, please. And I was like begging him, and he came, and there were towels in the car, and it was like, my face was very red.
Did you poop your pants a lot when you were younger?
No, that was like my only time, bro. That was the only time, and it was so unexpected. It was so, bro. I was like, and it was on the main, if I was on like some side road, like whatevs. But actually, Steven was with me when I had an emergency this summer. That was a funny story. But
I didn't even believe him in the moment.
But it
that
happened.
That was crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good one,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, sorry.
That was solid, yeah.
First we had revealing of privates, and then we had cooking of pants.
Classic boy.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys got anything good?
Yeah, I got one that sticks out to me. I forget how old I was exactly. It might have been 4 or 5.
Deep cut. Wow.
So...
Oh my god.
Yeah. We were at this like fast food joint, my parents and I, and we were just like waiting for food, you know, and a kid gets bored, so I just start wandering around, looking around and stuff, you know.
As one does.
Yep. Anyways, I get bored of this and I go back to my parents, you know, and as a hyper kid, you know, I just kiss my mom's hand a bunch and I grab my dad's shirt, you know, lift it and stick my head in it, you know. Start rubbing my face all over his belly. Yeah,
classic kid.
And then I realized that this isn't my father's belly. I take the shirt off of my head and look up, and it's just a random couple staring down at me.
No way!
My parents have moved in line.
Oh my god!
And what'd they say?
They just stared at me. They were like shocked. It was just like a little kid coming up to attack them with love, you know?
Can you like picture their face like still?
Yeah, I was just kind of shock.
Do you have that like etched into your brain?
Do you have a memory of it?
Not super clear now. So it was pretty far, long ago, you know, but. I got the general idea, yeah.
That is great.
Mm-hmm. That was
really funny.
Mine is a similar story to one we heard tonight. It was eighth grade.
It always is.
Yeah. I was into running at that point, and I decided I was going to run home from school. My sister was going to take my stuff with her. So it was like a 3-mile run, not that far. A mile in, I'm cruising. It's chilling. We good. A few more minutes go by, and I start to feel a little bit of a rumble in my stomach. Yeah, that rumble grew. It grew immensely. It got really grumbly. And I started stopping to run and, like, clenching my, you know, behind to keep it in. And I kept going, pushing through, sitting for long periods of time, hoping that it would pass. And when it stopped pressing against me, I trotted along a little bit further, looking in odd form. I tried to go into a bunch of stores, and I was passing by the main strip near my house, CVS, a sandwich shop. None of them had bathrooms available. And I was literally, like, verge of tears coming out of my eyes, so scared. Like, there's literally going to be an explosion coming out of me. So I decided I would just keep going, because I was, at that point, pretty close to home, but I couldn't run anymore, because every step when I ran, it, like, felt like it was going to slip. And then when I got home, I'm running to the bathroom, and just as I'm opening the door, I can't hold it anymore.
No way.
Literally less than, like, 2 feet from the bathroom. And to add on to that, I forgot about the alarm because I had to go to the bathroom so bad. So the alarm's going off because I'm the first one home. Beep, beep. And I'm, like, just had freshly pooped my pants realizing that the alarm is going off, but I have to clean up. And then the, like, alarm goes off. Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, my goodness.
So then I'm using the bathroom on myself, cleaning it up, and, like, the cops have been called that the house has been broken into.
No way.
Pretty embarrassing.
Did the cops show
up?
Dude,
I did not know about that element.
They came through.
The cops came?
I hid the mess and told them everything was all right.
No way, bro.
Secretly crying on the inside. So internally embarrassed.
How fast did they come?
Like a few minutes.
Bro.
Wow.
I live in a pretty metropolitan area, so.
Shout out Boys in Blue for that one. Running into you.
Shout out.
Yeah, that's really nice that they came quick. If they'd come any sooner, they would have seen me with my pants down, wiping myself.
Wah, wah, so,
I think my neighbor came too, and I remember, like, trying to explain it to him, but also trying to hide the fact that I was really just...
Hello, officer. You would never believe this.
Because, I mean...
There was an explosion in my
house. As funny as it sounds, most people don't have explosions at the age of 14, you know, 13. That's pretty rare, so... Maybe it's less rare than we think.
I'm right there with you, bro.
You should normalize it,
you know? Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I was wetting the bed until, like, middle school, low-key.
Ew.
I was a late bedwetter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, you can't control it sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It's not your fault, you know?
Wait, did I ever tell you my bedwetting story? It's not really a story, but my parents, like...
You should just tell a bathroom story.
It was a hand-me-down. My parents got a, like, it was, like, basically a fire alarm for if you peed your pants as a kid. Like, it attached to your friend or whatever, or attached to your pants, maybe. And it was like, when it's wet, it's about to, like, beep, beep, beep. And I was like, okay, sure. I guess I have a problem. I'm 6. Thanks. And then one night, bro, I was woken up to beep, 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 beep. And my whole family, like, ran out of their rooms. Damn. Like, it was so loud. Ran into my room. Like, are you okay? Are you okay? And it was just, I peed the bed. And that was my last time, actually. That was low-key my last time. So it worked.
Oh my God.
So it just, like, works through shaming you?
Yeah, I think everybody just forgot that it existed. Like, my parents thought, like, it was a security threat in our house because it was so deafeningly loud.
That's crazy. I guess it wakes you up before you can go too far.
Yeah. It was, like, the second it feels like moisture or some shoot like that.
Those are some good stories, guys. I'm glad we got to share that moment together.
Thank you for giving us the safe space to feel
yeah,
like
for sure. Always, you know, them vulnerable kings gotta be vulnerable together.
That's right.
Maybe we'll put up Jared's song next.
I think that's a great time.
What are you bringing? What are you bringing us tonight, man?
Let's do Alien Love Call.
Ooh, bad, bad, not good. Dude, you know, this is actually an interesting song because I would like to hear your story about, like, why you picked it. But I remember I was on, like, a bus in Mexico listening to public radio, like, on my burner phone that I had, and that song came on, and I was like, yo, this is good. And I was like, wait a second, I know Bad Bad Dog. It was just a crazy coincidence, like, some random, like, Mexican radio station in Puebla was playing that song. What are the odds? So that's funny that you brought it up. It has, like, a vivid, like, distinct memory that comes to mind. Like, I can picture, like, being, like, the dark street, like, on the bus, like, with my earbud, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
For by your radio back. Station.
Yeah, do you have any inspiration behind it? Or?
No, I mean, I found it when I was sort of like on a road trip as well. Sort of similar situation to you, Steven. You know, and I was like, wow, this is really good. It really sounded good in my headphones, and I figured like the speakers in here are pretty nice. So
yeah,
just play it in here, and also I think it's perfect for like night.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
Yeah, here we go. It's going to be my first time hearing it.
Alien Love Call by Bad Bad Not Good.
Before we begin, I have a question to ask. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead up to a fine of up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. Not good. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online at Facebook, X, and www.somervillema.gov/scap.
A public service announcement from WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ding a ding a ding dong dong.
And we're back.
All right. So, I mean, we've had some good conversation so far. We've, you know, talked about some more musical topics, some personal stories and memories.
Personal adventures.
Now, we have a little more of a more recent and relevant prompt, which is, what would you say... Okay, it's a multi-part question.
Ah.
What would you say either you are most proud of by your time at Tufts or regret most?
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of your aspirations for our final semester?
Wow.
Senior spring?
It's a loaded question.
That was great.
There's a lot. Big question.
That was awesome.
A lot going on there.
You kicking us off?
I don't know. I think I need a little more time to think on it. Does anyone have anything off the top of your head? I know we could also talk about something else and let it marinate for a bit. If
I think I'm
you good
excited
to
jump in. Yeah,
all right, start us off, bro.
I think I'm really proud of how I like embraced being friends with people, and I've been thinking about that lately. Like, I always, you know, had friends at the beginning of Tufts, but I feel like I didn't really like respect the beauty of friendship too much, or I wasn't like. There wasn't a lot of, like, loyalty vibes because I was still definitely, like, sussing out, you know, difference between home friends and school friends. And I think I'm really proud of how, like, especially in the past 2 years, I kind of just was, like, leaned into it and it kind of accepted the new element of life because I had been very hesitant in my as an underclassman to be like, okay, like, I'm finally, like, leaving the part of me that has home friends and I'm leaving home a little bit. And I think as of, you know, last year and this year, like, I'm really like, okay, like, this is my life now, like, I have to lean into it, and I'm happy that I started thinking that way, because I used to be like, oh, I'm so obsessed with home, like, I need to be at home, but now I'm very much like, this is my place, and I'm happy that I really leaned into all the people who are around me.
Definitely.
And then, yeah, regret going off of that, or what's
you
the
can,
other?
You can say regret if you want or not, and then the other is any aspirations for this last semester?
I don't really regret anything. I feel like you only regret the things that you didn't do, and... I feel like I did a lot, so that's good. And I don't really regret, like, not going to, like, parties enough. Like, that's kind of stupid in the grand scheme of things. But it definitely, like, bothered me as a freshman that I wasn't going out that much. And for a while, too, I was like, oh, I don't go to the Burn that much. Like, maybe I'm wasting time here. But low-key, like, we're all smiling right now. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, not really regret at all. Aspirations to close out? I want to, like, secure something post-grad just in terms of a job, so I got to keep myself accountable to that. But from a spiritual perspective, like, I just want to make sure everybody around me knows that, like, I really mess with them, and, like, it's just the best thing ever, this thing we call college and life. And I just want everybody to know, like, in my circles how much I, like, really do love everybody. That's
Whoa.
All.
Man, that's a great
that's,
one.
That's
yeah.
good.
Wow.
Okay, I guess I could go. I'll start off with aspirations because I feel like that's a little more fresh in my mind. I would say one thing I definitely need to work on and aspire to is to appreciate. Because I've been reflecting on this a little more recently, just in like passing times, because I feel like it's so easy. In the college lifestyle to just get so caught up in your day-to-day and what's next, and like it's such a fast-paced life that like it's hard to actually just stop and like appreciate like what our lifestyle is and like all the amazing things about it and like how unique it is, because I feel like we're so used to it because we've been doing this for 4 years, but like there will not be another time like this in our life that is just kind of this collection of different experiences and things happening. And so just really like taking some pause to appreciate it, which is kind of hard and like counterintuitive to just the setup of college. But yeah, I think that's something I'm aspired to do, is just like look around a little bit more and just really like deeply appreciate it, because it's gonna be gone quick, and this semester's already going by quick. And then there's definitely plenty of others, but I'll just go with that for now. And then I would say what I'm most proud of. I mean, it's hard to like pinpoint one particular thing, but I do feel like college was definitely a time of like immense personal growth. And I feel like a very different person than who I was like freshman year.
For sure.
So I'd say I'm just proud of all the growth that occurred. I mean, I think that's inherent to just like the age we are and also just what the college experience is and the time that it arrives. But yeah, just looking back, it's like kind of crazy to think about how much things have changed, like in like your exterior and like interior. So yeah, that's
that
what
was
I
beautiful.
Got.
Thank yep, you.
Yep. Can you remind me what the
yes, yes, yeah. It's multi-part.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, what is something that you're most proud of? Something that maybe you regret or would have done differently in your time in college, and then what you're looking forward to and aspiring to in this last semester that we have together.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, taking advantage of the rest of the semester while we still are all together is definitely the thing I'm aspiring to do, you know? Like mm-hmm. you were saying, Kobe, like, this experience is pretty unique and it's about to end, so gotta make the most of it while we can. And yeah, I feel like that's like the big goal probably, you know. Things I'm proud of, probably like just everything I've learned, you know. It was like Kobe, you were saying, it was a time of immense personal growth, but also in addition to that, it was also like you learned not only more about yourself, but also like the things that happen in this world and like how mm-hmm. the world works, you know. And it's really cool to see like sort of like as you like sort of specialize in a field, the knowledge you have of that. It's just really cool, honestly, and kind of inspiring in a way. So I'm kind of proud of the learning that went down here.
Yeah, it totally yeah. just like started to butt
yeah,
in,
go
but
in.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like just that process of being educated, like it just makes your world so much bigger, mm-hmm. especially when
definitely.
Like this is like your job, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, you're just like when you learn things, like your experience just grows.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
It's just also really cool to like hone in on a skill over like the years, you know, mm-hmm. like over like the period of 4 years, like I've already like, I went from like no programming, like CS experience to like just being able to like actually do like functional stuff. And that's mm-hmm. really cool. And I'm sure like even after I graduate in the workforce, I'll still be learning a bunch. So, but
definitely.
Yeah.
It's dope. You've expanded your brain, bro.
For real.
Congrats.
That's right.
Yeah.
Plastic.
I really think I have any regrets, really. Maybe I guess a small one would be maybe not sort of adventuring in terms of like what I try to learn, like try to pick up new skills and stuff. I kind of focused like on like a few of like the subjects I was already interested in, but every time I took sort of a step outside of that into a new subject, I would find like that was also like really interesting. So I feel like if I did a little bit more of that, I might have found more interests. But
mm-hmm.
beyond that, nothing much, really.
That's definitely. Good. I mean, yeah, it's good. Not too many regrets.
Yeah.
You're doing it right. For me, the thing I'm proudest of is I think before college in high school and middle school and below, I didn't really have that much realize that I had, like, self-agency kind of, so I would just be doing stuff just because I did it before and not really thinking about it much. And in college, I think due to, like, my friendships, like, relationships, all kinds of things, I've realized a lot more of how much, like, real power I have in my own actions and what I can be doing. And so I'm just kind of proud of, like, ways that I've engaged with, like, choosing to do things because I enjoy them. And I actually feel like I've done a lot of cool stuff, like, did water polo for a bit, the radio show, you know, studying abroad, all these experiences kind of add up. And so I'm just proud that I made all those decisions to do those because I could have easily just watched TV and not done that, you know. So I'm glad that I've been getting out there and learning about the world through that. I think in terms of regret, yeah, nothing's like really coming out too strong. I used to always say, like, I feel like sometimes I say it, but one of my regrets is freshman year not making more of an effort to meet my roommate that I was just like randomly assigned to, because I felt like he was reaching out, like, let's get lunch, let's do this. And I didn't really think of it, and I was just like, I already have plans, like, yeah, another time. And just never ended up I never ended up making an effort with him. And, you know, now we're still friendly, and we had a good relationship, but I think it is important, like, at the beginning to make effort with people, and, yeah. So definitely. I, like, minorly regret that, mm-hmm. but nothing tragic. We still, things still worked out really yeah. well, you know. And in terms of my ambitions for the end of the semester, similarly, just enjoy it. I mean, I feel like sometimes there's this stress to do everything amazing for it to be magical. But honestly, what we're already doing, like you were touching on this, Ray, it's like good. Like we're having fun. Like we have a good thing going on. It's just great. Keep doing what we're doing. That's, you know, I'm so satisfied with that. I'm so happy with that. I'm sure it's going to be a great final semester of college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as we're together. The other night,
got the boys.
For real. Like when we were just chilling at my house and we were just like playing well games, said,
brother.
Yeah. It was so lit. That was like a top 10 night for me, for sure. The Combat Wombat night.
Oh, that was
fun. It was just
really
such
fun.
Like
that,
a,
that was fun.
It was such an elite night.
We were
kind of
loose. Yeah.
It was just everything.
You just
was going
need
right.
that those times where you can be wild.
Be wild with
and
the men.
In a way of being free, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, this kind of brings us to a bit of a wrap for our first talk show. It's been a pleasure having you guys here. Do you guys have any final comments before we kind of wrap up and play this last song here?
Shout out mom and dad.
That's right. Hey. Love for the family.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, thanks for lending an ear. Whoever you are out there right now, just know I appreciate you for listening to our tales. And getting a slice of our life in whatever corner of the world you're in. We just shared something beautiful tonight.
That's amazing. Really
if,
well said.
If Gritch, you're listening, Gritch, please put me on.
Shout out to Gritch. Whether you're in Medford, Indonesia, South Africa, shout out.
So, I mean, this is the first of hopefully several episodes of talk this semester. That's kind of something me and Kobe plan on wanting to do together as a way to send off our show, just bring some more friends on, bring some guests on. So thank you guys for being the first ones.
Thank you guys for having
us.
We're gonna this is Terrible Tunes. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think I'm the who I want who hasn't played a song yet, so I'm gonna give us a song. I'm kind of deciding right now, but I think I'm gonna go with I want to hear a Men I Trust song, and
oh, yes,
the song is Tree Among Shrubs.
Oh,
fire! I recently put onto the song this evening, actually, so let's enjoy it together.
Ooh. Good night, everybody. Have a great week.
Happy sleeps.
Gather round like shadows.